Hezekiah was king of Judah, and he sent the prophet Isaiah to Hezekiah and said, "You're going to die and surely not live." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and began to weep and began to cry. He began to lament. And let me read you some of the things that Brother Hezekiah said. "I said, in my day of being cut off, I shall go to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living. I shall not behold men of the inhabitants of the world. Mine age is departed. I have been cut off of my life. He will cut me off with pining sickness. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. I will go softly all my years in bitterness of my soul." I don't know why I couldn't come upon somebody. "Lord, I've been serving you. I've been doing this. And why didn't they get it? Why didn't that drunk get it? Why didn't that sinner get it? And I got it. Oh, Lord, by these things men live, and all these things is life in my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live? Behold, for peace." Now, this is where I want to catch you up, 38 and 17. "Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered me from the pit of corruption." He turned his focus from his wall to his heart and to the hereafter. And he quit looking at, "Well, Lord, you know, I won't get to see my grandkids. Lord, I won't get to make another hunt. Lord, I just don't know why you did. I was just retired, Lord. And you took my life from me." But then he began to look at the hereafter. "But thou hast in love to my soul delivered me from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee." Woo, hallelujah. "For the grave cannot praise thee." He began to remind God, "If I'm dead, no more praise, God. If you let me die, no more praise. Death cannot celebrate thee." No. "They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, yes, Lord, the living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me." I'm here to tell you the Lord is ready to save you if you'll praise him. The Lord is ready to raise you up if you'll sing praises unto him. Hallelujah, and worship his holy name. The Lord was ready to save me, but I had my mind on all it was me. "Therefore will I sing my song," whoo, "to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord." And the Lord told Isaiah, he said, "Go back." He was headed out the gate, but the Bible said before he got outside of the city, he said, "Turn around, Isaiah, and go back and tell him, because he's going to praise me, I give him 15 more years." Hallelujah. It's worth praising the Lord in your affliction. It's worth praising the Lord in your troubles. It's worth praising the Lord when things don't go your way. I'm here to tell you that is the sacrifice of your praise. You can praise him when things aren't going good. When you look at the life of Hezekiah, the life of David, the life of many of these people that met afflictions and troubles, they guaranteed the Lord praise. "Lord, if you'll heal me, I will." Now, there's a lady sitting right over there in blue. That's my mom right there. And she was flying with my dad. And they was somewhere around the Hosanna, I don't know where it's at, New Orleans Airport. And I don't know what happened, but I got here somehow, because I wasn't here at that time. But as they was flying, Dad went in front of a big old plane, and she caught a glimpse of it. It scared her so bad. She said, Lord, if you get my feet on solid ground, I'll teach every Bible study. Anybody says I wanted Bible study, I'll make time for that Bible study. I'm going to be a different person. She changed her life style. Why is it we wait until the doctor says, you keep doing that? Come on. Then we're ready to change. Now, David said, early will I seek thee. I'm ready to change my lifestyle now. Hallelujah. And David developed this lifestyle of praise early in his life. He began to praise the Lord. He said, my heart is fixed, O God, as they come this morning. My heart is fixed. I will sing and praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord. Oh, among the people I will sing unto among all the nations. David was a praiser. He made instruments of praise. Do you hear that? He made instruments of praise. And he got some kind of little rhythm going and he'd write a song to it. He'd get anything going. He could, who is a flower? I'll praise the Lord. Oh, the grass withereth and fadeth away, but my soul, God has my soul in his hands. Everything he looked at became a praise unto God. What kind of lifestyle do you have? Everything ought to be a praise unto God. He said, the heavens tell of his glory. The earth lives out his story. Look at a tree. It's praising God. Hallelujah. How much more should his people be praising him? You and I this morning should be thankful. He inhabits what? The praise of his people. What will it take to change your lifestyle? Could I tell you just a little story? There was a young little freckle-faced boy rode his bike to a malt shop one day. He got off his little bike. He let it down. He went into the malt shop and he sat on that little stool and he grabbed the counter and he'd spin around two or three times. The old grumpy lady worked there for many years. She said, son, what will you have? He said, oh, I think I would like a sundae with some chocolate on it and some whipped cherry on top. How much is that? She said, well, son, that's $1.50. He said, he made me another little spin, you know. How much is it without the cherry on it? She said, well, son, if you want it without the cherry, that's $1.25. Let me see. How much would it be if we didn't put the whipped cream on it? Well, son, that's $1. What else? Well, how much would it be if I just got a cup of vanilla ice cream and no whipped cream and no chocolate and no cherry? She said, son, will you make up your mind? That's 75 cents. He said, I'll have it. He spun around a few more times. She went and got that ice cream, put that thing down, and said, bam, here's a spoon. Thank you. He got his little spoon out. He's taking his time, you know. And, you know, it's like you get to the end of the drink, you know how that straw's down, you know. And he was doing that with that cup, you know, and then making that little scratch. And I'm getting it. She's fuming over there. And so he's spinning around a few more. Will you have anything else, young man? Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Okay. And he set his little glass down and he got back on his bike and began to ride off. And when that waitress got over there, she grabbed that cup and under that cup was a 25-cent tip. Tears came to her eyes. She ran to the window, and all she could see was the back of a little boy riding off. And she said, come back and see us sometime. She turned around to the other lady and said, whose boy is that? Says, I don't know. They don't know who his daddy is. And he lives with his aunt. That lady's lifestyle changed that day. What will it take to get you to praise him? What will it take to change your lifestyle from the vile creature you are to be the image of his dear son? It's a long ways, my friend, from a caterpillar to a butterfly. It's called metamorphosis. It is a change, an ever-going change. What will it take to change your lifestyle? Would you stand this morning? I want everyone this morning under the sound of my voice to think about something to praise him, something to thank him for. What will it take to make you thank God for hot water in the morning when you get up? Let me help you get started. Just do this. Did you feel that? Did you feel that? It's called breath. It's called breath. I said it's called breath. And while you're on doing what you're doing, God's giving you breath so you can do what you're doing. You need to thank God for breath. Hallelujah. You need to thank God for air. And while you're running, doing with your heart, you're not thinking about your heart ticking. It's doing it on its own. I'm here to tell you this morning, to anybody, quit trying to win the love of someone that does not love you and praise the one that already does. He loves you. Hallelujah. He loves you. He cares for you. Hallelujah. And as they sing this morning, I wish all of you would bring your praise. We got a little time. Come on, so all of you, bring something to this altar to thank God for.